Travel by Robert Louis Stevenson. I should like to rise and go where the golden apples grow, where below another sky parrot islands anchored lie, and watched by cockatoos and goats, lonely Crusoes building boats, where in sunshine reaching out eastern cities miles about are with mosque and minaret among sandy gardens set, and the rich goods from near and far hang for sale in the bazaar, where the great wall round China goes, and on one side the desert blows, and with bell and voice and drum cities on the other hum, where are forests hot as fire, wide as England, tall as a spire, full of apes and cocoa nuts, and the negro hunters' huts, where the naughty crocodile lies and blinks in the Nile, and the red flamingo flies hunting fish before his eyes, where in jungles near and far man devouring tigers are lying close and giving ear lest the hunt be drawing near or a comer-by be seen, swinging in a palanquin, where among the desert sands some deserted city stands, all its children sweep and prince grown to manhood ages since, not a foot in street or house, not a stir of child or mouse, and when kindly falls the night, in all the town no spark of light. There I'll come, when I'm a man, with a camel caravan, light a fire in the gloom of some dusty dining room, see the pictures on the walls, heroes, fights and festivals, and in a corner find the toys of the old Egyptian boys.